Recording.
Recording.
Phew. I don't know what was going on, but I almost said it differently, and I started to panic, but then I recovered at the last minute.
Ian, what else would I know Jennifer Nettles from?
Who?
Oh, that person sounds really familiar.
Well, she's the wife on Bondsman, but I know she's an actress that I have seen in other things.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
She was in Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, that'd be where I know her from then. I love that show.
I don't know. It might have been Alpha first. There were a lot of people that joined right away.
Nice.
I could have just seen him first because he's, you know, it's an A. It's
right.
Top of the list. I don't know.
Sure.
I get IMDb here. Hold on here.
Who, Jennifer Nettles?
Yeah. Pretty sure that's her. Yeah. Yeah, The Bondsman, Righteous Gemstone.
She looks familiar. She looks like in that show.
Nope. No one saw that. No one saw that.
I'll investigate on my own. Why don't you just post the filmography? That's the only reason I'm here.
She's the singer from Sugarland. That's where I know her.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yep. You've won me back.
Yep. I know her from somewhere else.
Yep. She's a musician. My brother.
A musician?
A magician.
That's like a D&D bard, right? You're using music to conjure magic? You're a musician.
Yes. Yep, it's a musician.
Remember that, Ray. I'm going to use that sometime in the future. Except that I don't play bards because I hate them.
I don't know why I suddenly turned into Mushmouth from Fat Albert, but it happened.
Oh, but maybe Fab Abba. good times. All right, so yeah, you guys got the script or ready to roll?
I would say we are rolling currently. We could tighten it up a bit if you'd like. Let's do this.
I got nothing. All right, let's go. True Believers, welcome to episode 459 of the Puzzle Warriors 3, and there's only one to go.
Penultimate to glory.
That's right. This is the week of 416 to 423. Happy birthday to Ian. More importantly, happy birthday to me.
Bang. Ooh. Hooray for Ian and Craig, respectively.
We will have a story of our birthday trip shortly.
Whoo, doggy. Sit down for this one.
And your 7-day 4-star crash!
Oh!
Out of Titans. On the 7th, because we're going back a couple weeks here, you had the Black King versus Bishop. Did you Black King?
Negatory, good buddy. My Black King is like a 1-1-2 or something like that. I just said, nah. I had many a birthday adventure to be had.
Right,
no time for Black Kinging.
All right, I got you. What about this week, where you have Safari Joe versus Thanos and the Black Panther?
I gave it a test run before the show. I don't know what level Safari Joe is at, but I do have him fully covered. So I made a run at Black Panther, and sadly, I got him down to 110 life left when he tooth and clawed me, and I died.
You have him at 200.
It was hurtful. All right, well, then I'm going to give it another go.
Yeah, very good. Next week is...
You sporting that Cravan?
That's right.
Mm.
Next week you've got the Talosian versus, who's that? Carol the Hedgehog.
I'm not optimistic about that. I don't know what he's at, but it's not very high, I don't think.
3-2-4?
Yeah, but you probably can't stun, right?
Oh, because it's a one-on-one?
Can you stun? I never remember.
Is she stun-proof? I don't know. I don't play video games.
Generally, the one-on-ones, you can't.
Yeah.
Right.
You can stun in crashes. You can't stun in Welcome to Shield one-on-ones.
There you go. Okay, so there you go. Just get some blue. Thump her in the head with your mace. And there you go. Good times. All right, where are we at? Story World. Right now it is Operation Spider Soak. Will you get yourself some Angel, Sidewinder, and Gorgon? Placement is Black Cat and Null. Followed up by Meat Rocket and or Groot, Omega Red, Black Cat, Null, Mysterio, and Thanos. For the last time, it is the power wheels season, where you can get Vulture, the Hunter, and Fisto. We do like Fisto. The PvP runner right now is Taste of Blood, where you get Vampire Jubilee, Cletus. We haven't talked about Cletus for a long time. Placement is Carol and Iceman. All right.
There are so many new characters and so many unauthorized nicknames. At this point, I don't even remember who Fisto is.
Daredevil King of the Fist? He's only came out like 2 weeks ago, dude.
Right. All right. Now he had already been scrubbed from my brain temporarily. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Ian, we got a new character.
Oh, yes.
So, not only do you like one joke character, how about two joke characters in the same month?
That's the best. That's what April's all about.
Yeah.
The weather pranks you. People prank you.
So this week, it's a new two-star, which I thought we were done with. It is the Hellcow, Bessie.
Moo moo.
Nice.
Moo 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 moo.
Exactly.
The character clue was Rare Steak.
I didn't know that Diablo was a Marvel franchise.
Yeah.
Why? So why is it Hellcow? Like, she's a vampire.
That's right. What,
but Hellcow? Like, Diablo 2, the cows are from hell. They're you know, hell bovines. But this is a vampire. Okay, never mind.
Hey, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I know nothing about this character except that, you know, it's a vampire cow.
I did look her up. Did you know that this character first appeared in 1975?
Nice.
That's a long time ago. Is that a Dracula comic?
I don't know. I think it was one of the mishmash, like the Marvel, I don't remember the title of it.
Tales of Suspense or one of those things?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right, let's look at what she got here. The Black Power. Ooh, good song. For Whom the Bell Tolls. Yeah. Time marches on. Six Black.
I'm telling you, fellas, we're going to need more cowbell.
Create a two-turn fortified yellow cowbell repeater tile that deals 32 damage and destroys a random friendly hell milk tile. Why does ringing my bell make the milk go away? All right. Going up in level makes it do a little bits more damage. Is this milk from Star Wars? Nope, wrong color. All right. The purple power is called Pink Gold. Cost 6. Convert 3 random red, black, or purple basic tiles into Hell Milk trap tiles. Passively, at the start of the turn, and whenever Hellcow makes a match 4 or greater, convert a basic tile into a Hell Milk trap tile. Hell Milk deals 13 damage, and Burst Heal the front ally for 15 when matched or destroyed by you. Burst Heal the front ally for 8 health when matched or destroyed by the enemy. Going up in level increases said numbers. All the way up to a burst heal of 100. The red power is called Red Graze for 6 red. Deal 61 damage plus 8 for each friendly Hell Milk trap tile on the board and that allies have matched or destroyed this battle to a max of 160 damage. Then Hell Cow deals 30% of the damage dealt. Heals for 30% of the damage dealt. Yeah, that makes more sense. Going up in level, it increases more damage and you're healing for 65%. At a max of 1,463 damage. So she feeds on you with her eyeballs?
Quite possibly, yes.
The image looks like, you know, some kind of gaze attack, but it's called graze. So,
right, I think it's, you know, a pun.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. In Storyland, a Meat Rocket and/or Groot covers in low-tier rewards, event store tokens, and placement. That'll be followed up by Hearts of Darkness for the same. Rewards will be in the Fatal Attraction, and the Bessie PvP will be called Utter Terror. I do like that. Utter, U-D-D-E-R, Terror, Utter. Hellcow and Friends Vault, where there will be a Ascended 4-star Bessie in there, an Uncanny Deadpool, a random 4-star, and then the, just for Ian, the lactose-free Legendary Store, where it says, I don't understand this. Oh, this is one of those ones that confuses me every time. Where it says 25% chance to get nothing, and then it lists a bunch of other characters where there's a 40% chance to get 3 stars, 25% chance for 4 stars, 10% chance for 5 stars, but there's no 5 stars in the list that they give you, so it doesn't make any sense. So your mileage may vary. I don't know what that store is going to get you. It starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Nice. Get there early for doorbuster savings.
All right, in other news, we had a birthday extravaganza, and Ian and I are going to tell you all about it. Go ahead.
Did
Ian.
We ever? So, this story has a lot of exposition, so if you are underprepared, I say buckle up. So I want to take you on a full ride. I want you to be there with Craig and I. So my good friend Craig says to me, Ian, I see something called Pat McAfee and Friends Big Night At. It's at the PPG Arena where the Pittsburgh hockey guys play their sport. And I'd like to go to that. You should come with me. And I said, yes, I should. What is it? He said, I have no idea. And I said, what? He said, I have no idea. I said, all right. How much are tickets? He said, $30. I said, I'm on board. I will dive headfirst into an unknown depth of water for $30. That seems reasonable. Worst case scenario, Craig and I mostly know our way around the city and know how to have a decent time in Pittsburgh, whether or not it's a big night at.
I'm with you, Sluggo. You couldn't pay me to go to that. By the description that was given, you are absolutely correct.
I vaguely knew who Pat McAfee was. If anybody... Yeah. Now, this involves a gentleman named Pat McAfee. If you do not know who Pat McAfee is, he is a retired NFL football player. Now he is a podcaster and sports analyst, and he also has his own show, I believe, on ESPN.
Yeah.
So what could this gentleman possibly do live? I don't know, but I don't care. Craig and I are going on a birthday adventure. We have a pretty good track record. Yep. I'm on board.
No idea what was going to be on this show.
Now, initially, things are going as poorly as I could have them go. I've forgotten all my luggage at home. I had a mini meltdown. I recovered. I ended up going. We got lost looking for parking. Ended up in a bus-only lane. Got chased by the police. Encouraged to take the next bridge or else. And then given vague directions back to our hotel, which was very thoughtful. And then we got stuck in about... just a normal amount, but at sometimes it felt like 37 hours of traffic to get to a Mission Barbecue. The food was spectacular. The burnt ends were unbelievable. The brisket was just fantastic. And then we had to suffer through a couple more tunnels on the way back to the show. We get to the show. We have a pre-show cocktail at our hotel lobby with the other fans. And we begin our trek, and we arrive and bedlam.
Wait, hold on.
When
now.
I say... But I say bedlam.
About the lobby for a minute.
What's going on in the lobby? Nonsense.
If people know Pat McAfee fans, the people in this lobby gave us real concerns about what we were getting ourselves into.
Oh, my goodness. I felt like you're right, Craig. It was filled with red flags. There were some gentlemen wearing ball caps that a fish head was coming out of the front and a fish tail was coming out of the back, and they were both sporting tank tops and American flag board shorts.
Yeah.
And everybody's wearing Pat McAfee jerseys. Again, retired NFL player, but let me tell you, he was the punter for the Indianapolis Colts. So no one, until he became a sportscaster, ever wore a Pat McAfee sports jersey except for Pat McAfee.
True story.
Everybody has him on here.
Yeah.
Fine. They're on board for him. He's very popular. I'm here for it. Adventure's starting. So we get there. Back to the bedlam. No violence, the arena's not open yet. The show seems to be running a little bit late. No one knows what to do. No one is directing traffic. I mean, there are two people literally directing traffic, but the people are lost. There are, Craig, if I'm mistaken, there are four lines going in three distinctly different directions.
Yeah.
Like one line is looping behind the arena, one line is heading straight for the arena, and other people are going away from the arena in an attempt to come around the block to get to the arena at a different angle or a different entrance. No one is moving. Some people start moving. No one knows what's happening. It's just chaos. Finally, there's a water break, and we start moving forward. And Craig and I just kind of, you know, we just kind of snake our way in, and it works out. And we get to our seats, and they are very high,
and very vertical. Steep. Looking down.
Holy jeez! So I get there, and there's they have you put on a little bracelet that's interactive with the show, and so we're waiting for the show to start. There is a gentleman on stage doing speed painting with his hands on a black canvas and making Pat McAfee things appear, and it was adequate. Stadium's filling up. They're a little bit late. They have a big countdown timer for us. Everybody's lots of anticipation. Everybody is pumped. I'm totally confused at this point, but I'm here for it. And then Pat McAfee comes out and he says, hey, I'm Pat. Here's who I am. Here's a little of my backstory. Here's how I grew up in Pittsburgh. Here's what I'm up to now. Here's some controversies I've been embroiled in. You know, people want to deplatform me for allowing Aaron Rodgers to spread misinformation on my platform. I got really angry at a WWE event in Canada where they booed the national anthem, so I stood up aggressively on the table, put my hand over my heart, and stomped my little feet. And I was like, uh-oh, what is going on? And then they go into the national anthem, and people are weeping, people are cheering, everybody's just, I'm like, oh my god, I'm in the lion's den. I don't know what's happening. This bracelet is going to light up the wrong color, and I am going to get put into a re-education center. Craig has taken me to some weird rally. What's happening? And people are still... Then it ends, and people are chanting, USA! 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 And I'm like, oh, this is it. This is awesome. What a crazy way my horrible day ends. I am going to be arrested and sent to El Salvador. So then he was like, so you know what the coolest thing in all of football is, according to me and according to Google? When the Pittsburgh fans sing Renegade. And we were like, okay, probably. He's like, so if you feel like singing Renegade, just go ahead and sing along. Mystery Wall comes up, Jelly Roll comes out, and leads us all in a chorus of Renegade.
Yeah.
We're going nuts. Everybody's singing. Everybody's up in their seats. Then he plays, you know, a bunch of his originals. I am thin on my memory of what they were. I want to say Need a Favor and Winning Streak, but a couple others. And then he let us in another sing-along at the end. So.
Well, wait. He broke but into Lose Yourself, so he did some Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Lose Yourself. That's what it was.
And then he busted into Biz Markie.
Oh, right. Oh, baby, he's just a friend.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was glorious.
Madness. Yeah, we were all there for it. We were all singing along, having the best time. Our bracelets were flashing, creating like makes the crowd look super cool. And so he, Pat McAfee and Jelly Roll are chit-chatting now, and they both are committing to giving $50,000 each to Charity A.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll say I was not mindful of which one, but Pittsburgh-based charity. And then they said, okay, now we will drop Plinko-style chips down a Plinko-style board, and that will determine who wins our first prize. And they do a money wheel thing, and it lands on $100,000. So we're going to give someone $100,000, and, you know, they drop the chip, it chooses upper deck or lower deck, drop the chip, it chooses section, drop the chip, it chooses row, drop the chip, it chooses seat. We zoom in on the person, they're excited, they just won $100,000. We're cheering for them, everybody's happy.
So to not get sued, we will not call the first thing a pressure luck board, and we will not call the second thing a Plinko board. It was the random McMoney maker.
Sure, I was simply giving them a reference that they understand. In the same way that since you don't want to just talk about the ingredients, you just say that this veggie burger tastes like something else rather than explain what's gone into it. So anyway, gentleman comes out, describes himself as O's the Mentalist.
Boo.
He's a magician. He does some tricks that don't go great. Doesn't all land. Not very popular. But, you know, we clop and craziness. So then he leaves and Pat McAfee's like, you know what? Oh, what? Did I miss something?
I'm just saying yeet.
Oh, yeah. So, Pat McAfee says, you know what I love? I love the WWE. I am in the WWE. I get to wrestle in the WWE. I won my first match recently. I was just at that event up in Minnesota and then in Canada and then the incident. And here's my friend, the other announcer, Michael Cole. And he's like, but here comes my friend and soon-to-be WWE champion, Jey Uso. So, again, Jey Uso is a professional wrestler in the WWE, if you don't know who he is. He says yeet a lot, and he is wrestling someone at WrestleMania to see who gets to be the champion of wrestling. So he talks for quite a while, and he's entertaining. And then he does the same thing with the not Plinko board and the not pressure luck. And okay, we've landed on $100,000 again, and we're going to give $100,000 to... So now there was a mild snafu in the giveaway. It had originally landed in section 109, but because the Penguins mascot touched the puck instead of Jey Uso, Pat called it off and said that doesn't count, and you had to redrop it. Section 109 was salty the rest of the night. It was fantastic. Everyone else kept egging them on. Every time someone would mention money, everybody would stand up and go, 109, 109. So it's the, you know, so it's the people who win get a savage booing this time. And while this is going on, they have constructed, you guessed it. No, I'm just kidding. If you've guessed it, you were either there or you're crazy. They built a sumo ring, and they say, okay, here's our next giveaway. We are going to have two of these, like, Yokozuna champion-level sumo wrestlers that I flew in from Japan. One's name is Ichi. The other one, his name is Hiroki. This half of the stadium is represented by Ichi. This half of the stadium is represented by Hiroki. Whoever wins, that's how we're going to narrow down who's eligible for the next prize. And then, so Michael Cole is talking with some of Pat McAfee's lackeys.
The toxic table. Say,
yeah. Okay. Someone called the toxic table. And they say, who better to, you know, host and referee this match than, you know, Pennsylvania's own comedian, podcaster, and creator of the upcoming Netflix show Tires Season 2, Shane Gillis. So Shane Gillis comes out and he you know, freestyles for like 5 minutes or so. And he's out there and he's talking to the sumo wrestlers, but they don't speak any English. He's just sitting there. He's like, whoa, you guys are huge. You guys look like big eaters. You know what you're going to like? Sheets.
For those not from this area, Sheets is a convenience store where you get, you know, food. It's like a Wawa if you're further east, or, you know, a Bucky's or something if you're from down,
right,
you know, southwest.
Right. Royal Farms, any of those. 7-Eleven, even, but not a little better than 7-Eleven. Anyway, they have the sumo match. Ichi wins. Shane does the thing. $250,000. You know, puck drop, puck drop, puck drop. Okay, goes to that person. Hooray, I'm so excited. That's so much money. Someone will come and help you sort that all out here in just a couple minutes. And let me see, where am I? Okay, everybody's still super pumped at this point. And I am caught right up in it. Like, I went from feeling more out of my element and frightened that I just rode the wave. And it was so easy to do. There was a point, and I've told this in the story that I've told, because it felt so out of character for me, but it felt so natural when it was happening. I, a 47-year-old middle-aged white man, was barking out loud at other men with other men. When Pat would ask where his dog's at, I would answer, hoo, 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 hoo. And it was ridiculous. I am in many ways proud and ashamed of myself simultaneously.
Absolute dog.
Absolute dogs. It was crazy. And so at this point he goes, okay, here, let's keep this energy going. And mystery wall comes up. Out comes Wiz Khalifa.
And Pittsburgh's own Wiz Khalifa.
What's that?
Pittsburgh's own
Wiz Khalifa comes out to celebrate.
Black and yellow.
Yeah, well, that's where it takes a turn. I don't think he opened with that, did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
That's okay. How I knew who it was, because they started playing Black Hill. I went, whoa, Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah. So that, yeah, they, okay, I knew they did it, but so they do the Black and Yellow, and then he does another song, and then the lights kind of change, and the graphics kind of change, and out comes, you guessed it, just kidding, well, you might have guessed it, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg comes out, and it's incredible. I, along with everybody else, am going insane at this point. Like, I'm shaking with excitement. I'm like, I'm seeing, I'm on a Snoop Dogg show. He starts rapping, he's singing his hits, he's singing duets with Wiz Khalifa. They finish with a, like, stadium-wide chorus of Young, Wild, and Free.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Again, and it was the same thing. I was just swept up in it, and I'm like, am I allowed to wave my hands in the air like I just don't care? I did. But I felt weird about it, but I loved it. It was freeing. Also, Jelly Roll has lost like 250 pounds. Yeah. It was crazy. So, Snoop and Wiz go at it for quite a while. Awesome.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, energy is through the roof at this point. There was another guy on stage named Ernest. He sang a country song and rapped a little bit with Snoop. I don't know who he is, but if you're an Ernest fan, he was okay.
At one point, to make it safer for this show, at one point Snoop was nice enough to hand a piece of burning sage to some friends in the audience.
Oh my gosh, the burning sage was like the length and width of, it was like my wrist. I was like, I can't believe
you know. So watching it back on because you can watch this on Hulu, by the way, folks. Yeah, the show. Watching it back on Hulu, it is much less impressive on the replay than it seemed at the time.
Oh my god! If you're not caught up in the energy of the stadium, I would have turned this off instantly. So then now we're all at like a 9.5. It's buzzing.
It was
it's
crazy.
Buzzing in there.
We're like, we just had a Snoop Dogg concert. A Snoop Dogg concert.
Yeah. So he goes, you know what? I'm from Pittsburgh, and I know this is the biggest and baddest sports town in the United States. So what we're going to close out the show with, what I have for you is, Craig's going to remind me of the guy whose name I will never remember.
Paul Skeens?
He pitches for the Pirates.
Paul Skeens.
And everybody's excited. And he's like, all right. And here comes, you're going to name everybody who isn't Sidney Crosby. Go.
Evgeny Malkin.
Yep.
And Chris Letang.
Okay, so those guys come out, and they're like, yeah, we play hockey, and everybody's, And he's like, all right, and now here comes my good friend, former quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Everybody's going crazy. And then...
Except this one guy.
Oh, it takes a turn. Here comes the turn. Yeah, this dude directly in front of me goes bananas, but in the most... anti-Roethlisberger, aggressive way I could have imagined. He is screaming at him every obscenity that I've ever heard, talking about the counts of rape and assault. He's like, that's kind of just screaming about what a monster Ben Roethlisberger is and how he just deserves to die and doesn't he deserve to die? He won't relent. He just keeps going and going as though it's making some sort of impact, but it's just making the show hard to hear. And I totally am here for his objections, but it was a, you know, shared space with other adults. And we had an unwritten social contract that we were all just going to try to have fun and enjoy the show. And this is not the time nor the place for this. And someone let him know that, but in a semi-polite way. And it worked out fine. There was absolutely no violence. It was shocking to me. I was sure elbows were going to get thrown.
And did you know that there was a fight in the stands that we did not see live?
No, I'm happy to have not seen it.
Yeah.
Because I was absolutely buzzing at this point.
Mm.
So this huge, big stage, he brings out a big vertical hoop. I'm just going to condense this now.
All right.
With a net in the back. He brings out a thing of three footballs, says to each sports team representative, here is a football for each of you. We are going to create a pot for the final giveaway. Each football that goes through that hoop is worth $1 million. Ready, go. Baseball player misses. Hockey player makes it. Football player makes it. They go through the rigmarole of picking out a person. Do you remember how they did it? Did they not Plinko it again, or some other method?
Nope, same thing. Still the Plinko.
All right, Plinko it. And they go, all right, some random schmo. Here's $2 million. Guy is just delirious with excitement and confusion. His wife is weeping. He's there hugging each other. They're jumping. They zoom in on him in the Jumbotron. He's wearing an Eagles jersey. The stadium goes bananas, swearing at him, booing him, throwing things at him. Just any abuse that they could wither in his direction. They're just, and he just pointed at us with his two middle fingers and said, go Birds. I just won $2 million.
Yeah, very exciting.
And then they cut the live feeds, and then Pat came out and talked to us and, you know, said, you know, thanks and have a great night. And Craig and I, at this point, so the show started at 8:30. I believe it was supposed to start a little earlier than that, 8 o'clock perhaps.
Correct.
So it doesn't start till 8:30. The end of the show is like 12:24.
4 hours of this went on.
Madness.
There was also
Craig and I had plans to like go out and do stuff afterwards, but at this point I'm just gassed.
Yeah, I was too gassed. I was sorry.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
There was also, you know, it's all the Pat McAfee schlubs were all there. There was AJ Hawk appearance. There was also a country singer by the name of Parker McCallum who sang a couple of songs.
Yes, but he was not on the main stage.
Correct.
So he was forgettable. I do apologize. I'm sure he's a very talented individual.
Yeah. It started out a little like, oh boy, what did we get ourselves into? And then, you know, then Jelly Roll came out and it said, oh, well, this is something. And then by the time Snoop Dogg came out, Ian was a little child in tears beside me, and it was amazing.
It was so good. It really had a really positive effect on my life. It was perfect. Like we got a little early intermission with O's, And after that, it was just ramped right up. And
it was a fun time.
So Paradiac asked if I was sad that I missed this. Oh, there are only a couple people who were named who I am sad that I missed. 90% of it. No, I'm not sad.
It was a fun time. Shane Gillis was hilarious.
That would be one of the people. Yes.
I mean, he's just talking to these guys like they don't have and he just keeps saying stuff. And apparently in the first season of his show, apparently he must have did some Japanese voice. So he's like, well, they keep telling me to do the voice, but so it's not racist if I do. It's not racist. They're asking for me to do the voice.
The interpreter is telling me to use that voice.
And he's asking them how many beers they want.
He's like squatting down, flapping his paddle, just making up rules. That was nonsense. These guys were... I felt like that was the only part I didn't love. I feel like the sumo wrestlers didn't have a good time. Like, seemed to have a terrible time.
Yeah, I think they were not happy that they weren't being taken as seriously as they probably normally are in Tokyo.
Yes.
But, they had given Shane a list of things and kind of trained him to what to say in Japanese. He failed at this every time.
I'm sure.
He even had them written down on a piece of paper. And he's like, yoga chikoya. And they're like, what? And he's like...
It was just so silly. Our hotel was lovely, and I got a Funko Pop the next day to round out my adventure.
Yeah, we found a... it's a kind of famous store in Pittsburgh. It's Ides Entertainment. But it is a place that still will sell you, you know, not just throwback vinyl, but even like current music, you know, on physical media. So you can still go buy CDs and things there, and comic books, and toys, and models, and, you know, what have you. If it's kind of nerd related, they've got some.
Quite possibly the longest news segment ever.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I tried to warn everybody ahead of time.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, it was an epic tale. That was like Beowulf level.
So anyway, that's the news.
Nice. Let's roll right into that ethic comment, Ray. What's Willie up to these days?
Okay, so last week, we announced that we were going to be ending the show. So, you can guess, Willie's back is hurting this week.
That's fair.
So, I'm going to start with a comment from UNC Samurai with a pop update. They opened a Rural King in the next city over. I can now buy Spreckers locally. So,
nice.
Congratulations.
Spreckers is delicious.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Then I'm going to move on to the D3 forums, which this is the most comments I've ever seen, and some of them are epic. So let's start with Godzilla Fan 67, who said, let me start with my immediate reaction, crying face, tears pouring down the face. That's an emote. Thanks for doing this podcast for so long. Listening to yous guys was always a treat, and I occasionally learned something related to MPQ. In the meantime, nice. I'm looking forward to episode 460, the Seinfeld finale. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I don't know if that's a Seinfeld reference. I don't get it.
I can't help you, but I liked everything up until
then. What Sluggo just typed.
That was like his assessment was, or their assessment. I'm sorry. I don't mean to imply that.
Pastiche?
Was like our literal mission statement. To kind of have fun and, you know, sometimes learn something about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that word at all, so there you go. He says, remember, if boredom sets in, y'all can come back now, you hear? We will keep the lights on.
Thanks.
So did you like that reference?
Tom Baudet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it.
NB Perp said, I'm very saddened to hear you guys are hanging things up with 2.5 hours of commuting every day. Podcasts make it go faster. God. Yeah, I can't imagine. And this podcast is the only one that I have found that focuses at least partially on the one game that held my attention for 10 plus years. It will be missed. I genuinely hope someone steps up to fill the void. I don't have the technical experience, but I'd be happy to sit and chat with folks if it helped make another Puzzle Quest podcast happen. So there you go. If anybody's forming stuff, you can NB Perp as a volunteer.
Yeah.
Punter1 says, as one of the
Pat
few...
Pat McAfee?
Sorry?
Is that Pat McAfee?
Totally.
Possibly. As one of the few podcasts I move up on my playlist when it downloads, I was also sad to hear the news. It's always been fun to listen to your banter with the occasional distraction of MPQ. What a great way to put it. Thanks for the shows over the years. Go Bucks Go says, Thank you for all the endless entertainment over the past decade. I know there's a lot of work and effort behind putting these shows together. I truly have appreciated it. Your chemistry, genuineness, and humor are the things that I will miss the most. If there any other podcasts or mediums that can continue that we can continue to hear from you guys on, let me know. I'm a regular listener of the Profane Argument podcast too, but any other shows would be welcome. You are scholars and gentlemen, and once again, thank you very much for all the love, effort, and good vibes you put out there. Our very own OG Alpha Team says, wow, that was not shocking, but very sad. Thank you for all the long years of sacrifices in your time with family and friends for our entertainment. You were the ones who brought me back to the game and taught me how to play. I've enjoyed it these years because of you guys. I got to co-host an episode number 50. It was fun to be on the show. I remember Owen hitting the buttons in MPQ just to keep him occupied, and he's big now.
Kabam!
Yeah.
Exactly. I've had the opportunity to meet with you guys several times. My favorite moment was when I was sitting next to Craig at BlizzCon, and he got his 13th Dazzler cover, and I got to witness him champion Dazzler with my own eyes. That was pretty
wow, epic. That's wacky. Yeah.
You guys rock. I will see you in the Alliance chat.
Sounds good.
All right. Here's one of the epic ones. Auberman.
Oh, boy.
This has been one of my favorite podcasts to listen to since Aestheticist first suggested it in a forum post or maybe in the line room when you guys had some of the dev team on somewhere around episode 80. Thanks, Aestheticist. My son and I listened to it together for a while. I remember driving across Puerto Rico on vacation in a downpour while we listened to the show on vacation.
Oh, my.
And at one point, me and an Alliance mate coordinated listening parties, even though he was in England and I live in the States. That's insane.
Dang. Yeah, that's a lot of effort to connect. Yeah. That's cool, guys. Keep it up.
He says, I've never stopped enjoying the show. It probably would have been true for any show focused on the game. Thanks. But that bar has been elevated even higher because of the banter in various segments throughout the years. It was because of the sitcom bracket that we finally committed to sticking with Parks and Rec and trying out The Good Place, for example.
Ooh.
Good decisions. I feel
yeah.
like...
Yeah, I hope it landed. Yeah.
I feel like I've really come to know you guys and you still generate laugh out loud moments with your banter and quips. I have some requests in advance of the final show.
All right, what you got?
First, I would think we'd all like to hear an update segment on your milestone quest progress.
Okay.
Oh, all right. That's
so
fair.
He gives a couple things, and I was going to save it.
I'm suspicious about that claim, I'm here for it.
I was going to save his info to share with, you know, when we did it, but I he's got some things in here that I just got to mention. He says, I only have four left, four milestone quests. Make 1 million matches. He is at 724,000. Use 25,000 health packs. He's used 15,000. Use 1,500 team ups. He's at 1,300. And use 400,000 boosts. He says he has used 290,558. And then he says, I feel like an explanation is required for this last one. Yeah, it is. Before they started boosting 5-star characters, I would max out all three plus 10% boosts each match. So I was getting plus 50% for each color, but using 15 boosts for each match. On CL10, that meant I was doing 600 boosts per day for the initial clears.
Good lord.
Sweet sassy molassie.
That's a lot of boost. I don't even know how you get that.
I preferred it when I didn't have the explanation.
Right.
I wasn't super sure what a boost was. I was like, I'm just going to let him have this. They told me, and I'm like, oh man, that is intense.
All right.
Intense.
Second request is a mission for Ian.
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
He's looked at your roster, and he says, I see on your roster that you have fully covered Okoye, a fully covered Thanos, and a 12-cover Shang-Chi. I would love to hear Ian's response to playing with champed 5-star characters. Now, some people will say that you shouldn't do this, that it'll make your game harder, blah, blah, blah. Don't listen to those people. This will only make the game harder in two ways. Side nodes on boss events won't be quite as easy. Doesn't matter, because you'll have Okoye and Shang-Chi, and they'll just chew through everybody. And also, your PvP will become more challenging. While this is very true, see my previous comment about Okoye and Shang-Chi, and more importantly, do you care? Do you play PvP?
No. I hear
you. He says,
I will discount the naysayers, and I'll check my ISO 8 reserves and see what's going on.
Of course, you should equip... Oh, this will be important. Equip relevant supports for these characters. You have so many unleveled supports, Ian. I didn't even know you could see that in somebody else's roster, but okay. He says, you must have red ISO 8 out the wazoo. I have Omnipotent City on Thanos, Chimichanga on Shang-Chi, Royal Talon Fighter is great for Okoye, if you have it, but so is Fantasticar. So level up those supports.
Okay.
All right.
I think I do have Royal Talon Fighter. I think I have it on Okoye, perhaps. I might not, though. I might have put her with... what's she in charge of?
Yeah, the Dora Maruge. I don't remember what it's called.
Yep. I can't remember, but them exactly. Yeah. I'll look into what goes there. I'll fix it.
Third request. There was a third thing, but I seem to have forgotten it. he says, I was never in a position to listen to the show live, but it's one of my favorite listens every week when it's posted. You guys have provided many, many hours of entertainment, and I thank you. You will be missed. Ill Afternoon says, really going to miss these guys. Totally understand, but still a bummer. I appreciate that was like the antithesis of the mega post that I just read. Anyway, Stink Palm says, if you guys didn't April Fool's people and you're actually quitting and ending the show, well, that sucks, but I get it. Has it truly been 10 years? That's madness. Any plans for non-NPQ chats? Unfortunately, the whole thing is, it's kind of around the podcasting. Like, it's a lot of effort that, yeah, it's tiring. So probably not, at least not in the immediate future.
Right. I feel like, at least for me as well, I feel like, I'm satisfied with the profane argument, and I'm just going to kind of kick it for a little bit and see what's next. But we'll be around, and we'll definitely mention.
Yeah,
we will definitely shamelessly self-promote whatever venture we're into next.
Next comment. Funky Hedonist.
Nice.
He says, yo, I am beside myself with grief at the death of the podcast. You scrappy gents wormed your way into my heart like a heartworm if you don't properly medicate your dog. I will legit miss hearing you ponder about the game in my ear while riding the subway or binge drinking at 3 a.m.
Nice.
Ian has max charisma stats. Ray has max game wisdom stats. And Craig has max 80s pop culture stats. I really regret not discovering the podcast sooner. I've been playing the game since 2016, but somehow didn't get hip to the podcast until last year. I respect what you did here, and thank you for all the free entertainment. I leave you with three final questions. It's a lot of threes.
Yeah.
Right,
question number one, why'd you all decide to...
It's like we had a segment like that or something.
Why'd you all decide to quit the show? Y'all are clearly friends, play the game, and have fun making each other laugh on the podcast, so I don't get why you're ending these fun times. Well, I think we just kind of covered that.
Yeah.
Number two, if I miss hearing your podcast presence, what can I hear... Or where can I hear more of each of you specifically? I know Ray and Ian are on an interesting podcast, before it gets banned by the government, at least. But what about Craig? Do Ray and Ian do other podcasts that I'm not aware of? Nope, that is currently it.
Nope.
No.
It's even many years since I even, I was on a couple other podcasts as a guest a couple of times. But I got nothing planned.
Yeah, this is the only outlet for Craig. We were wrong to unleash him this last horrible decade on the universe. Look what it has wrought on the reality that we live in. We're going to put him back in his box. We're going to seal it up. Man, everything's going to go back to normal.
Man in the box, get back in that box.
Get back in the box, man in the box.
All right, final question. Question number three. If I can't talk y'all into reconsidering giving up the podcast, would any of y'all mind if myself or anyone else stepped in to take your place in the podcasting space? The people demand a Marvel Puzzle Quest poddats. Open your window. Hear that roar? It's the people demanding an MPQ podcast. Y'all put in your time, giving the people what they demanded for years. Any hard feelings if someone's new step in, fill the void. Attempt to sate the absolute ravenous demand that the general populace has for an MPQ podcast.
I will tell you this earnestly. Now, don't read too much into this. I probably won't listen. But if no one does it, I will be colossally disappointed. It is a small but beautiful and fertile space. And you are part of a small but thriving community that... for whatever weird reason, seeks to interact with one another. and good for them. So you, yeah, absolutely. Please. Who else said that they were interested? Was someone else who led with the comments? The Godzilla fan?
And
who was it? Oh, see? This is funky? This is still from the funky hedonist?
I gotta scroll up. Yes.
All right, yeah.
There's two.
Let's try to pair you two together. See if you get yourself a solid producer. Puzzle Warriors 3, baby.
I mean, you do have to remember, once Kiss Forum wraps up, we will be then appearing on Battlestar Galactica Forum.
So the last thing the Funky Hina says is much love and respect. Thanks for all the fun times. And yeah, for the community, I would also throw this out there. If you go to PuzzleWarriors3.com while it still exists, because the website is expensive and it will not continue after the podcast is gone for very long. But if you go there now, there is a link on the homepage to the Discord server. And the Puzzle Warriors Discord server is not run by us, but it's run by a few fantastic people who have generated an amazing community. So if you have questions about the game, or you want to know who to level how, that's the place to go. It's a fantastic place. You can also do the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit if you do Reddit. Also, pretty good answers that you can get in there if you'd prefer that route. But the community is vibrant and very willing to answer questions. So I would just want to throw that out there. But that is it. That is all of the comments for this week. So really appreciate...
That's a lot. That's all the accolades and appreciation I can handle. I got to go back to shame and guilt.
So, yeah, thank you. And thanks to Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, well, next week's going to be a boss event that we're probably not going to know who's boosted.
Right.
So maybe for the last time, once again, I am Hans.
And I've been Franz.
And we just want to
pump.
You up.
All right.
There were two
there
claps.
There never will be.
The best part is Discord says no claps, but your Audacity picks it up. So there are claps every week in the recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it. Discord just keeps it clean. Let me tell you about these here boosty boosters. See if I know anything about any of them. Only a few of them are too new for me to know, so I'll see what I can do. And Samurai wrote about the rest. All right, let's see what's going down, kids. Gamora, the 3-star version. These are all 3-star characters that are boosted. Gamora's great. She's got discount damage. She also puts out good tiles. Honey Badger's new. Kamala Khan, classic, excellent character. Good AoE. Good healing. Quicksilver and Vision, meh. The very recently mentioned and championed while at BlizzCon Dazzler is boosted. So the little bits of damage that she can do will do better. Maybe was she recently reworked, or did I just stream that? Or was that a different Dazzler altogether? How many Dazzlers are in this game?
She needs to be reworked. It's just one Dazzler.
Just the one? Ha. Huh. I honestly thought there were two at this point. Maybe I dreamt it. Maybe I hang out with you too much. Well, she's boosted. Bigger strike tiles, bigger AoE. Oh, yeah, that Dr. Doom Iron Man fellow. The combo. The Iron Doom, if you will. He's dealing more damage and making stronger attack tiles. Domino. She's pretty lucky, but her red will do some more damage. Nebula. Her red will also do some more damage. And so were her healing and AoE. All increased. And finally, the Prowler. He's a guy. He does some stuff. He's got some blue damage. Tinker's Toy's not too bad. Everything else is weird. All right, let's see what's going on. Cable. Or as we like to call him, Bishop.
That's right.
He's going to do his damage. He's going to make big strike tiles. Green Goblin is boosted. That Goblin Glider's still pretty good, especially when it's boosted. This looks like Immortal Hulk. He still makes me chuckle, as does this week's one of those events that Craig reads aloud in the beginning. What else we got? Oh, good old Silver Surfer. Surely he has been recently reworked since being the...
He definitely was.
...premier 5-star.
He's way stronger.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Sorry, I just read the joke on the black power and it made me laugh. It says the black hole deals more damage, makes Vincent less likely to escape.
Is that a black hole joke?
That is a black hole joke.
Nice.
Vincent being one of the robots and on the black
hole. Mm. So yeah, Immortal Hulk, still fantastic. New Silver Surfer, much better.
Be careful with Immortal Hulk. The highlighted section on Samurai's graphic. He deals a whole lot more team damage when he rezzes, so.
Yeah. He was already a killing machine. Boosted, I'm sure he still is, even if he's not as meta as he once was. And Samurai says, Ascended Alert, 1-star Juggernaut. Everybody's so pumped about one star Juggernaut. That's fair. They liked him. They've liked him the whole time. And now that he's playable and devastating, apparently, at what, five-star level?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
And a couple of things I want to throw out here before you got your trivia. One,
I got trivia?
All right, maybe you don't have trivia this week.
Nope, I totally blanked.
All right. In that case, then, for the kind of a pop thing, did you try the pop I gave you, the pseudo pop?
Not yet. Liquid it's still death? In my fridge.
Mm.
I'm scared.
I was hoping you could review it here for us.
I will. I'll do it for next week.
Okay. The second thing is, so I go to the movies last night while we're in this kind of movies section here.
Yeah.
We see a movie that I knew nothing about called Warfare. It's about some Navy SEALs and Marines who had gotten pinned down. And the movie was shown in, like, real time. Like, the movie's an hour and a half long. And it's like, when they're talking about, tanks going to come do something in 2 minutes, mm-hmm. they're in a room just for, like, 2 minutes, like, hanging out, being tense. Like, it was a very interesting viewing experience.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try.
So that was our theater journey last night.
That sounds like a fun adventure. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was all right.
Nice.
So, all right, we skipped over that. So then it's, do you got Steam open?
I do.
We'll open some tokens, son.
Let's see what I got going on here. Where do we keep these tokens?
He had Steam open before we started recording.
Yeah! 10 years and I finally figured it out. Let's see what I get as a reward. I get Rogue leading the charge. That is all.
All right, well, I guess I'm only doing one. I don't know. Take a guess on how many latest legends I have. Just take a guess.
84.
Ooh, latest legends?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I know I have a hoarding problem, but I also have a playing problem. So I have 80. So should I guess way higher than that, or should I get probably higher than that? Because you kind of let them build up, and then you wait for things to rotate out, and you pay attention. I am going to say that you have 132.
Wow. I have 906.
Oh, my God. Doggy. That's hot stuff.
So when, I'm able to open these and I click 50, I'm like, that'll take a chunk out of it.
Yeah. Sweet sassy molassy. That's the stuff.
In any case, I'm only doing one because I've already got, I think it's Falcon. I've already got you. So I got a 4-star Mr. Abomination Return on Collateral.
Do you want to guess how many I have?
I would guess between, honestly, I would say, I can't even go that high. I would say between 0 and 3.
15.
15 exactly.
Nice.
Ooh. So I'm going to open 5 of these because why not? Talos, I hear I need him for something. The Sandman.
Soon to be, yeah.
Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand.
Nice.
Medusa. And finally, Big Pun. May or may not be appearing in your viewing of Daredevil this season.
Yeah, that's a lot of medium classics. Without Talos is the newest guy you pulled, I think.
Wow. So,
that was wacky.
Thanks, though, as always, to the OG. As always,
this guy.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network, then.
The podcast network, brought to you by Hammer Industries, is known as the soon-to-be-named network. Is available at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can check out this, the aforementioned Profane Arguments, and several other excellent shows on the podcasting network. We call ourselves the Soon-to-be-named Network. Direct links to all our shows at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Hey, over on Longbox Heroes, they're currently rereading all of Preacher. So commenting on how that went.
And, wow.
Preacher's a good comic. So
I was going to say, does it hold up? I'm dying to know.
It does.
Nice.
So if you're into Preacher, their last few episodes, they've been covering, I think next week they're covering issues like 20 and 21 or something like that of Preacher. I think that's it for tonight, then. As always, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the kind words. We will see you here next Wednesday for the wrap-up. Please, if you add any more comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray. We will try to cover what we can next week. You really don't want to hear us talk for 6 or 7 hours. But, we might go a little bit longer next week just because. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of, yes. Today was a little longer than anticipated, True. And we'll try to even What of things to include? I totally genuinely whiffed on that segment. I'm so sorry.
We had a big story about the big night.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was a lot.
So that's
penultimate success.
That's right. So goodbye, and remember this, kids. Man lives in the sunlit world of what he believes.
Hang on,
yes.
Craig. Hello? Hang on.
What?
Oh, God.
Anything? Something else for the good of the order? Remember, we were going to ask everyone to...
Yes.
I forgot.
You were going to ask for usernames.
So for this final episode, the pending final episode, if you want to reach out in the comments, in the listener bag, somewhere, if there is someone that you think deserves a shout-out, if you think you deserve a shout-out, past listeners, future listeners, first-time commenters, it's your last chance to be heard, and we will give anybody who wants some an opportunity. So let us know. You know, we obviously have some in mind here, but I want to make sure that you know, everybody gets a chance to be heard and no one gets forgotten.
We do get naming rights to Donkey Teeth's next child.
As a matter of fact, I have heard that he has one episode. He has one child per episode.
It seems that way some years. It was like one per year they were going for a while there.
Yeah, he's got the Puzzle Warriors 8.
All right, how can I wrap it up?
You may.
You ruined my whole quote. All right, so remember, man lives in the sunlit world of what he believes to be reality, but there is, unseen by most, an underworld, a place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit, a dark side. Love that line. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.